This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business and Women's Leadership Podcast. Thrilled to have a repeat guest on, Chitra Raghavan. Chitra works with some of the brightest people in the world. She's built her own company herself as well, a brilliant leader, a great career. Chitra, can you take a moment and introduce yourself? We talked about business priorities, career journey, and more.
Wonderful, Scott. Thank you so much for having me back on your podcast. I always have so much fun talking with you. As you know, I'm the founder and principal at Good Story. It's a strategic advisory firm. I help technology founders and CEOs craft strategy, shape public policy and social impact, and build out their narrative. And I also host a weekly leadership podcast called When It Mattered, looking at how adversity shapes leaders and pioneers.
Well, fantastic. And speaking of the leadership podcast and leadership, maybe you could share with us three or four pieces of advice that you would have for leaders. And I know it's, you know, it has to be narrowed to a specific leader, but three general pieces of advice for leaders.
The first is know yourself. Find out what truly motivates you and who you are as a leader. Figure out your strengths and weaknesses. The second is know your mission. Think about the impact that you're having, not just achievements. What impact are you going to have on society, on the world, with your ideas and your products and services? Will it matter? Will you matter? Think about the footprint that you as a leader will leave behind. And lastly, know your people. Understand and take care of your people. They are your most valuable assets.
So this is fantastic. Know yourself, great self-awareness, know your mission, what are you trying to accomplish, know your people. How about some advice on the first two? How do you make sure that you really know yourself and you define your mission well? Do you ever get into the spot where you help people define those things?
All the time, you know, and even now with my leadership podcast, we often try to pinpoint that moment in time, that moment of adversity that turned people into leaders and pioneers. And often people are surprised when they look back and they say, oh, you know, that moment in my life really changed who I was and made me who I am today. So I think a lot of deep conversations and deep thinking about why are you creating this product? Why did you create this company? Beyond the journeyman applications. And then in terms of mission, yes, that's one of the biggest things that I work with leaders on. And looking at often, you know, when you start a company, you start especially tech startups, you start off thinking you have this particular mission, you have this product. But really, as you know, there are so many pivot points by the time you get to market. And you really are surprised at the end that it has a different application, a different purpose, and offer a deeper meaning than when you first even started it. So I help people, I help CEOs, I help founders on that journey.
If CEOs are on this journey today, there's been so much to change in our world over the last 10 years and then in the last 3 to 6 months. How do you find CEOs adjusting their mission given the sort of increased import of social mission, diversity, and other issues? How do you sort of see the evolution in your discussions?
You know, that's a really brilliant and timely question. And it's something that I think if CEOs today are not grappling with it, then they're not thinking in the right way, right? I mean, you're confronting a pandemic here and the incredible impact it's had. It's decimated the economy, it's skyrocketed unemployment rates, but more than anything for tech companies, it's really changed their own idea of culture and, you know, working together as a team in one location. People are now scattered across the world. So how do you build culture? How do you communicate your mission? How do you communicate your vision? And what is this product? Is it even relevant in today's age? Does your business model even make any sense? I mean, if more and more people are working at home, if more and more people are eating at home, they're not going to restaurants, you know, they're shopping in different ways. They're consuming information and news in different ways. So how do you pivot to deal with a pandemic? I'm pretty sure that no matter how big their, you know, crisis plans were, no one really had the, you know, some people have talked about this for a while, like Bill Gates, but I would say that for the majority of businesses and founders, they haven't really thought of something this of this magnitude that's going to just turn their world upside down. So that's really something that every founder needs to think about and to change even their product, their idea, and ask themselves some really hard questions. You can't be married to your ideas anymore.
right? You really have to be open to where you have to shift and pivot and so forth. And you've talked a little bit about your career, because you've made a number of shifts and pivots in your career. You've had great success. Talk a little bit about your career and how you looked at these pivots and how you made these decisions and so forth.
Yeah, you know, I've had this most unconventional career. I've really kind of broken a lot of rules along the way. You know, people say don't take breaks in your career, you know, don't take long maternity leaves, don't do this, don't do that, you know. And how do you rise up the ladder? And, you know, how do you just, you know, jump from something you're doing to something completely different? You know, how do you survive those kinds of twists and turns? And I would say, I've done it. Am I terrified sometimes? Absolutely. Do I think I'm crazy? Yeah, often. But I started off in the journalism world. I was a reporter at National Public Radio, US News. And then I had an invitation to an unexpected second career advising technology CEOs. And I started at Palantir, where I became the strategic advisor to the CEO. And I have to say, that first year, I was really terrified. I really knew nothing about Silicon Valley. This was 12 years ago. And I just didn't know how CEOs thought, how companies were built, how engineers work, what was the culture, the ethos. And it was terrifying. But I loved every minute of it. And I have loved every minute of it. So I was there for 8 years. And then I went to do something completely different, which is blockchain technology and cryptocurrency. I was in the C-suite at Gem, which is an LA-based blockchain crypto company. Again, cutting-edge technology. I knew nothing about blockchain cryptocurrency when I started, but that was the reason I wanted to go there, because I wanted to learn something new. I always like to be on the cutting edge of technology. And that then led last year to me setting up my own consulting firm, Good Story. And I also serve on various advisory board of tech companies, helping companies with growth strategies, narrative, positioning, et cetera.
Well, you've had this brilliant career and you're doing brilliant work now. Talk about your three priorities from a Good Story perspective today. What are the three big priorities you look at as we continue coming out of this pandemic, we hope? And what do you look at as the big three priorities currently?
You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking about that, particularly with the COVID, and it's forced us all to do a lot of soul searching. And I would say, you know, going back and looking at the projects I've done, the successes I've had, the things that have made me the happiest have been working on with companies on amazing products, but that also had a huge social footprint that changed the world in some substantive way. So I would say my priority is to help continue to find those companies, you know, find those visionary CEOs and founders who want to have a big social footprint, who want to leave something substantive in their wake. Secondly, helping companies navigate COVID. You know, how do you pivot? What strategies do you use to change your business model, your revenue model, your thinking in these very difficult times? And thirdly, I've really loved having these incredibly deep conversations on my podcast with leaders and sharing that with the world. And this fall, I'm also planning to launch a tech podcast, which I'm really looking forward to.
Well, that's fantastic. And where can people find more about your podcast? Where do people get that?
You can go to my website at goodstory.io, and there's a podcast link there, or you could just Google When It Mattered with Chitra Raghavan, and you'll find it. It's available on all the podcast platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, etc. And you can also reach me directly on LinkedIn at Chitra Raghavan.
Great. Chitra, any further closing thoughts you want to leave with listeners about Chitra Raghavan or Good Story?
Well, I would say that if you are a company that has a great idea, a great product, and you're trying to figure out innovative strategies for positioning yourself as a leader, positioning your company, check out what I do on my LinkedIn and also on my website at goodstory.io.
Oh, fantastic. You do fascinating stuff. Chitra, it's always great to visit with you. Thank you for joining the Becker Group Business Leadership Podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks so much for having me.